Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Nate Garner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Kevin Kinney of Oxford about some of the bills that he recently passed in the Iowa legislature. This is part two of a two-part interview. Now, Senator Kinney, one of the other bills that you were able to pass into law was one involving a trespassing bill. It was unanimously passed through the Senate, and it looks like it broadens the definition of what trespassing truly is.
There was a lack of things officers could do. It was trespassing, so we extended or expanded the definition of trespassing, and basically it was to ensure that unscrupulous persons who film you when you're in your home or apartment without your knowledge can be punished appropriately. That if I go into your home or apartment or some place where you feel or you think that you are safe and someone leaves a recording device and then leaves and films you or watches or is able to watch you because of the device that they had left there, you can be charged with a trespassing, which is classified as an aggravated misdemeanor. So it raises the penalty and it makes it is that if you go into this apartment or place where you do not have permission to leave a recording device. It just expands the trespassing law.
You talked in your first answer of the interview about working together with people, and that's where I want to go next. One of your bills that you worked on actually with a member of the House of Representatives here in Southeast Iowa, Jared Klein, it's a Narcan bill providing first responders with a drug that will combat drug overdoses, and want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about that.
Well, I had met with Representative Klein last year and explained to him how we needed to work on this Naloxone, our Narcan bill, and Representative Klein and I worked on and had companion legislation in the House and in the Senate where we started the same bill, and it just happened to be that the Senate file or bill made it over to the House first, and it was signed into law last week by the governor. What it's doing is it allows first responders, law enforcement, people in treatment facilities, and then family members who would have a prescription to administer Narcan, which is an antidote that if someone has a morphine or heroin overdose, it can reverse those effects and give the people time to get to that person to the hospital.
Senator, as we wrap up this interview, I know that things are starting to come to a close. When can we expect an adjournment of this session?
It may be possible on Friday, but I think it's more than likely going to be the first of next week. There's just the budget bills are we're working through those today as we as we go into session here in a little bit, and just them bouncing back and forth between the House and the Senate. It just takes a little time.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with State Senator Kevin Kinney of Oxford. This is part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program at KCIIRadio.com. I'm Nate Garner with KCII News.